Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back. It is season 12 of So You Think You Can Dance. We're so happy to be here. I call So You Think You Can Dance my happy bubble. I'm Kristen Burt. We're so glad to be joining you. Ah, look to my left who it is.
It's Jake Dupree. Jake Dupree.
Oh, we missed you. We do Dancing with the Stars together, but man, I missed you most of the season.
I really, really miss being on this season a lot.
Yes.
It was sad.
But he's stepping in time right now. La Mirada.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, do it. But joining us in studio, this is kind of fun. I'm going to tease you because we teased Paul about this because he still had his Dance 10. Dance 10, Paul. We've got Dance 11, Rudy. Racing to the studio.
Yeah.
LA traffic. We're so excited that you're here. And catching you before you leave for tour. You leave next week?
I leave on Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Derek and Julianne Hough's.
Yeah.
Move live.
On tour. What's that?
No big deal. Sold out Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all. That's amazing.
Have you ever seen
a show at Radio City before?
Of course.
It's one of those things. Like, it's such a historic venue, and it's huge, and now you get to perform on that stage.
I know. I'm so excited.
Just sold out audience. That's incredible.
It's
going to
be amazing. The show itself is so high energy and so like, bow, bow, bam, bam, boom. It's going to be crazy.
I'm so excited. Well, that's a life good. Milestone at, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not a big deal. I'm just performing Radio
just
City.
Performing Radio City. Whatever.
That's
well,
so
we've
cool.
had a lot of changes this season on So You Think You Can Dance. Different from when you were there just last year. Do you believe it's been a year?
I can't believe it.
I know.
Sometimes I don't even remember I did the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a good season, top eight.
I know, it was
top
fun.
Eight. That's really good.
Hey.
This year they're doing Team Street, Team Stage. So I always think about this for you, since you were a competitor, mm-hmm. there's only 10 slots for anyone that's sort of a trained dancer. I would panic at those odds.
Yeah. 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 Because if you think about it, you got five stage boys, five stage girls, five street boys, five street girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read an article that Nigel said that it isn't necessarily going to be an even balance of men and ladies.
That's a twist. That's really weird, though.
Yeah,
I mean, like, how are they going to pair up people?
They said there's not always going to be partnerships. It's going to be groups. There might be trios, and there might be,
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
I do like that,
I like
too.
Them.
And each week, we have one street and one stage person goes home. So that's at least even.
Yeah.
And of course, we have Twitch leading Team Street. Amazing.
Amazing.
Travis Wall leading Team Stage. Exactly. Total givens. Love that. But lots and lots of changes. And the one thing I really went back and kind of like looked at everything, you have to look at the history of the show and only season 6 and 10. And 10, of course, was a co-winner. But we had Russell Ferguson Street and Fiction Street. Like, solely trained in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's interesting that they chose to go with this format.
Yeah.
I guess they consider, like, some of the people that have gone really far to be street dancers, but a lot of them have been trained in other things. So, it's like, what constitutes a street dancer and what constitutes a stage dancer?
See, I just don't fully understand the whole, the whole point of the stage and street. Because if you think about it, the people that are, I just feel like if you know how to move, you know how to move. Hello. Like, stage dancers gonna be able to pick it up no matter what. But I don't get how you can really put
a box on it.
Whatever. I mean,
It's a fresh concept for the show. I think that they were going to do something
different.
It's cool.
Like, it's, stage and street. What's up?
And do we know if they're going to be mixing the two groups at all?
I don't know that either, but that would be kind of cool. I would like to see how that would work,
I hope that they do allow the street dancers to do, like, contemporary and stuff like that, because
Miracle and stuff. Yeah.
They will once the top 20 involved, but I heard that it's like very different at Vegas.
Yeah, I heard the same.
Yes.
I had a couple friends. Mm-hmm. I heard the same.
Well, it's not scoop, yeah.
Weird.
So it's just, it's a really interesting show, and people were like, I'm not sure I'm gonna like this. I'm like, you know what? Let's try it out, because Nigel's done incredible things for dance and the dance community.
Of course.
You know, Jeff Thacker is also another one that they just, let's see what they're offering.
They're not going to do something terrible. Like, they're just
exactly.
not.
Exactly. They love dance. Let's trust this. And then at the end of the season, we can judge and be like, oh, that was a mess.
Go back to the original.
I loved that. Exactly.
Boom. Done deal.
So let's go to the first city. We go to Memphis, which was actually city number 4 on the audition list, just to get everyone confused. But I always like to, you know, let everyone know.
That happened last year, too.
That happened last year, too. Chicago, they put it last year as the first audition city, and it was the 4th.
Yeah, and you auditioned in Chicago.
I auditioned in Chicago. And I auditioned in Atlanta before, which ended up being the last city last year, but that was actually the first city, and I got cut.
You got cut in Atlanta, and then
Atlanta,
made it?
And then made it in Chicago.
That's awesome, though.
All for the same season.
All for the same season.
What made you better in Chicago versus Atlanta?
I really took what they said to me in Atlanta, and I didn't even make it to my solo. So I really took what they had said, what Jeff and Nigel said to me during the improv round, and I was like, okay, boom, I got 2 months, like, let's take it. And I had to pass the improv round that second time to get to the solo. So whatever I could adapt from what they told me that first time, I adapted it to the second time, and then that was it. And then it was, wow, ticket!
And then you were top 20!
That's amazing.
Yeah, and for those of you that have watched the show with us before, we've talked a lot, because Jake's auditioned too and made it mm-hmm. to Vegas, and mm-hmm. we've talked a lot about that improv round that you don't see on camera.
Yeah, that's...
It's a nightmare.
That's a hard one. That's, yeah. I think that's the hard... Honestly, that's the hardest round out of every round. The second improv round. The first improv round, it's a little easier because you get to go in the 10 of your style. But that second improv round...
You dance to one song.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everybody. So you can have 10 dancers, and 2 of you are contemporary dancers, and the rest of them are street dancers, and you dance to a hip-hop song.
And I'm just wondering if that's what wound up happening with that Memphis blackout, where they just were like, everyone just, like, gonna dance, and then we'll let you know mm-hmm. who's gonna do their
yeah.
solo.
I was wondering what they were showing with that, too.
I had a couple friends that were there, and they told me that it was pretty insane. Like the lights went out, supposedly, and then they brought out, like, black lights and stuff and had them dance on the stage, and yeah, boom, boom, bam, and then that was it.
Yeah, they spent a good 25 minutes on that. We missed a lot of auditions because of that.
I know.
I was like,
yeah. We get it. The power went out.
The power went out.
In addition to all the changes, we have some new judges as well. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Nigel is there. Paula Abdul, who we saw a lot in your season.
Got it. I did her Live to Dance. Her season.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's
amazing. She's so cool.
Amazing.
I love her.
I think that this show above American Idol fits her skill set more than
absolutely.
That, so.
It makes way more
absolutely.
sense.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then we have Jason Derulo joining the panel.
I was really nervous about him at first. I was like, what? I was like, why is he on there? But I actually really liked him on there. I thought he had a good opinion too.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
They definitely had a different feel to the panel. A few people tweeted at me, though, and they were like, I feel like it fell kind of flat in the panel. And I said, you miss Mary's energy. You know, all the tickets of like, you're on the train. Crazy train. Tamale train. Whatever train you're on to Vegas.
Yeah.
Or Pasadena, as you guys went last year. We joked about that all the time. You're going to Pasadena.
Woo!
Which is pretty, but it's Pasadena.
Not Vegas.
It's Pasadena.
Yeah, it's not Vegas.
Doesn't have the excitement. So I think that's interesting. We didn't have a guest judge. You know, sometimes you have a celebrity.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's weird that this season they're not going to have, like, a guest judge, because that's always
Twitch,
fun. Yeah.
Christina Applegate.
Exactly.
Who was in Chicago with you?
Mini Driver. Was that last season?
No. She told me I was sexy.
Jenna Elfman?
Yes!
Jenna Elfman.
I love
her. She told me I was sexy. I was like, yeah.
Yeah!
Hey.
No slouch yourself. She's danced on the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's quite the dancer.
Hey, Jen.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the people that auditioned. And pretty much, like, I think almost everyone made it to Vegas that they showed last night. So we'll just be like, Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. So I'll tell you if someone didn't make it to Vegas. Let's put it that way. We started out with Peyton Albrecht, stage. And instead of saying what their style is now, we're just like staged. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Peyton?
I'm anxious to see how far he makes it. I mean, we were talking about this right before we went on. Mm-hmm. I think that he has awesome technique and he will go places. I just wasn't crazy about his audition. I thought that it was like a competition solo.
It was good. It was a good solo and it was solid.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a solid solo, you know?
I wrote it down like it's the kitchen sink routine because it had everything it had.
A turn, a leap, like it, you know, like everything.
The jump to coupe.
I feel like if he would have emoted a little more, probably, it would have been a whoa, like that was incredible. But it was, you know, it was good.
Because there were some really interesting movements that he did, like interesting movement quality. It just, I feel like he lost it, maybe, nerves, I don't know.
No, I get you.
And they compared him to a young Travis Wall. That's a big statement. That's a nice compliment, though, for the judges.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get anything,
you
get
know
that.
They love you. You know that they're thinking, you're Mr. So You Think You Can Dance. That's good. And he's 18, too. I think, like, when you get that 18-year-old, sometimes it's harder with the maturity and the emotion level and stuff like that. So, but, of course, he makes it to Vegas. And then we hit our first street person, and of course it's Dragon House, Andre Rucker. So there's what, 23 living in the house now?
It's a lot of people in one apartment. I was like, what are y'all doing?
They're practicing in the living room. So I think that they have a bigger apartment though.
Yeah, I hope so.
What do we think? Because a lot of intricate details. He was around for season 9 when Cyrus auditioned. Mm-hmm. Had some trouble in the choreography round. There's no choreography round this year either.
Boom.
Boom. Like, he goes right to Vegas.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. But is that where he's going to run into trouble in Vegas?
No. Well, no one knows.
Do you know?
No one knows.
That's not true. No, I've already leaked a few Green Mile people, so.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know no Green Mile. Oh, actually, I know who's going to be.
Yeah, well, we'll talk later. You're talking to the girl that spoiled the top 20 last year.
That was me.
She did.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. I don't know if Fox was okay with it. They actually called.
After her.
They called AfterBuzz going,
they really?
Yeah.
And were you like, AfterBuzz TV, we'll call you later.
AfterBuzz was like, she did it on her own blog.
She's like, girl, bye.
Yep. So we'll talk about some Green Mile people. But, you know, this is where it's going to be the challenge. Like, how are the street people going to step up into the choreography and learning choreography? Because in your own style, it's one thing. Stepping into a different style, even if you're a trained dancer, it's hard.
I wonder what it's going to be like to see some of the stage people, like, when they go to Vegas and, like, they have to do, you know, like, let's say they're a breaker. And like they gotta learn how to like do other kinds of I don't know
animator.
Yeah, like if they want like they have an animation round, how are they gonna?
I didn't even think about that actually.
Breaking and then like having to like be like
crumping. Like, I mean, there's so many different styles.
It's I don't know.
I didn't even think about that. That's
and like the stage dancers like a perfectly trained ballerina, and then they're gonna give her a sexy jazz. Like, how is she? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
and
I guess it's different.
Some people are fluid about that, and other people. I mean, all of us here are trained dancers. I haven't danced in a long time, but I was someone that
didn't dance in a while.
You just 2 minutes ago. I'm someone that didn't move. I was ballet and sort of classic music theater jazz. I did not move very well into hip hop or anything else like that. It was really hard for me. Modern dance, contemporary, forget it. Like asking me down and earthy. I just wanted to dance up.
Yeah.
I had a lot of ballon, you know? So it's tough. It can be tough even with the most technical trained dancer. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But we'll see. I saw Cyrus tweeting about Andre, so I know that there's a lot of support with the Dragon House people, which is great.
Yeah.
Before we move on, we just want to let everyone know the feedback has already been great over the season. It's kind of, we've already just started with 1 week, but if you want to respond and give us more feedback, there's a great way to do it at podcastone.com. There's a listener survey. So if you want to tell us more things that you want to see this season, guests that you would like us to invite, like Rudy. We had to get Rudy really early on because he's leaving. He's peacing out.
He's booked.
I'm peacing out. Peacing out for 2 months.
So be sure. It's a great way to get to know the show and us better, and we get to know you better as well. So do it now. Take the survey at podcastone.com, and it'll only take a few minutes. Thanks. Podcast1.com.
Dot com.
All right, we've got our first lady. auditioning, and that is Jordan JoJo Hilgenberger. JoJo. Do you know JoJo?
Oh, no, I don't know JoJo. You just said the first lady. She says,
the first lady. Stage. She's 19. I liked this. This was our first, like, glimpse at the judges, really, and Paula was, like, already applauding at her technique.
Yes. I thought this girl was really interesting. I didn't know how she was going to dance at first. Like, the whole story with her, like, parents giving up the honeymoon. And all that stuff, I was like, okay, like, we're stretching for a story a little bit, I think. But I think that she doesn't need a story because I really do think that she is special. Like, I thought the tattoo was cool. I thought her hair was cool. I thought her movement, I agree with them that it was a little static and very controlled, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But I don't think she's going to have any problems doing anything else because she has that control.
Her core.
Yeah.
She was definitely, I like I said earlier, there's only two people that stood out to me yesterday, and she... It was one of them. She's incredible.
And her mom's a dance teacher, mm-hmm. so obviously her mom trained her well.
And I like her because she's, like, strong as a girl. She's not, like, there's nothing wimpy about her. Like, she went for it. I was like, that's cool. That's
that
cool.
That is good. You know, she reminded me a little bit of Amy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very athletic.
Amy, just athletic, strong core. Yeah.
They have similar legs, too. Like, something about the way they use their legs reminds me
the
of each other, too.
Lines or something. Yeah, yeah, I don't that's know. What I looked at that, and I was like, well, that reminds me of Amy quite a bit. I don't know. Of course, she went to Vegas, so no joke about that.
Yep. I hope she makes it on the show. I think she'd be really interesting.
I think I would love her to be on the show as well. I think she's really
good. Have you heard any spoilers?
I feel like he knows
spoilers?
Things. I know, because every time he goes, and I'm like, do you know something?
No, I just I think that would be great. She's amazing.
But here's the thing. We're going to go through, we have, you know, we're going to go through Dallas, we still have New York City, L.A., and...
Oh, you're going to see me in L.A., I think, hopefully. Hopefully
excellent.
They'll show me. I was like, what's up? So you think you're dancing so cool?
In Detroit. And here's the thing, we're like, well, we'll think they'll probably make it. There's only 10 spots.
I know.
There's only 10
spots. There's only 10 spots.
Well, there's only, yeah.
10 spots
there's
for
only
the stage.
Girls and five guys. Yeah. That's crazy.
I do hope this girl makes it
How
in,
many
though.
Contemporary people do you think they're going to take? That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, that's what I was thinking.
They have
like,
tap... And ballroom.
And like jazz and ballet Broadway and ballet and Bollywood and all those. And then contemporary.
Well, yeah, and if you think about
they
it.
They're going to take like one of each.
Are they going to take like one girl and one guy ballroom, a couple contemporary?
That's
like,
I don't know.
Or were they just like whatever the best mix is?
That makes me nervous, like very nervous
that's
for
what
some
makes
reason.
Me nervous about this season, too. This is the one thing that this format excites me. About the fact that we're going to probably see a lot more females street style that I don't think that they've had the opportunity as much as the men have. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't seen that sort of next comfort really
come
about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jasmine.
She's so good.
But it's just one. But Jasmine does
everything.
No, but I get you. Yeah.
Like, Jasmine is like... forget it. I mean, I'm like obsessed with that
girl. Yeah, me too. She's incredible.
I know. We had her last season with Mackenzie, and but she promised me, she's like, if I'm in town and Aaron's in town, we'll do a team tall.
I will die. That is so good.
So, and I know Aaron's in Vegas most of the time, but it's just one of those things.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, he's doing really well as a DJ. But but if you look at like true like street, I feel like Comfort was like the last. Mm-hmm. The last person.
Yeah, the only really memorable girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had other girls, it's just that we haven't seen them emerge. Mariah.
Yeah. Definitely this season's going to be, it's going to be cool to see some street girls come up and...
Really throw down.
Yeah.
And hopefully we have, like, you know, two or three or four, depending on
or
how they
five.
Do it. Or five in the mix. If they do it, if they keep the balance, I don't know, but...
They should, I think.
All right, so we have, it's Lydia Yates, 23 years old. This was great because she leads a dance team on top of all of this, the kids team. But she was fantastic, and then the kids were just fantastic.
Oh my gosh, that was a really cool moment. Sometimes whenever it involves all that story stuff, I'm like, just I want to see them dance. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really cool that they got to dance with Jason Derulo. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, that was good.
He started singing, the kids were like, we're just gonna jump. We're so excited. It was cute. But this is where in the style that they talked about the Memphis Jerkin. Jerkin. Total white girl right here. So, but I think that's great that we're seeing an infusion of different types of styles and everything else to show you that regionally there's different things happening. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a whole different flavor in Detroit as well.
And what I like about her is that she is somebody who's super memorable and also has a really awesome personality. Mm-hmm. Like, she was giving it right back to those judges.
Charismatic.
And I was like, and she's, you know, like, literally 2 feet tall. Like, she's tiny. And she was good. And her ankle, like that flexible in your ankles, I was like, that scares me.
That ankle breaking kind of thing was like amazing.
That was beautiful, like how she went all the way around her like quick entire footwork. Outside of her foot.
Clean. Yeah, I think she's someone that like this is what I'm excited about with the new format because mm-hmm. that to me is like fresh and exciting and different.
Yeah, and it's like it sounds like from the Vegas week that they'll be doing the hip hop people will be doing more hip hop stuff. So yeah. I think I'm glad for that because I would be scared for her to get cut during some
like
of the other rounds.
You know, or jazz or something. Yeah, absolutely.
And she, of course, went to Vegas. And then we get into Courtney Barnes. This is probably one of those that when there's no secret, he got a ticket to Vegas. This is one of them I was like, really? So we've seen him in season 11 in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Very charismatic.
Yeah.
Does his Wendy Williams imitation. Okay. That's pretty darn good. But had a lot of hair whipping around.
And Jason Derulo was not having it.
He was not having it. Paula didn't seem really into it, but then he wound up with the ticket. What did you think of the performance?
I mean, some of his flexibility I was really impressed by. Like, when he went back in that, like, tricep press with his legs smacking his face, basically, I was like, that's super impressive. Do I think that he's dynamic and will be on the show? No. Mm-hmm. But do I think he's entertaining? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I agree with you 110%. I think he's improved a lot from last year, and mm-hmm. he busted his butt to get to the point that he's at right now. And I think if he keeps working like as hard as he has been, then possibly, you know, next year. But we'll see what happens in Vegas because, I mean, you never know.
And it's also they might like want somebody who has such a different personality
and
like
such
than
a
the
different
typical
style. He has such a different style too. If you think about it, when have we ever had another person? Or when have we ever had anyone like that on the show?
We haven't.
So you never know.
Is there a reason though for that though?
Maybe, I don't know.
People love it.
Maybe
people do love it. I think. I mean, I think a lot of people love the stories and things like that.
He definitely leaves you talking. Like. The fact that we remember so much about him, even from last season, like that's a lot.
That's good. That's
amazing.
And a lot of the review articles, you know, like the next day they recap and everything, a majority of them used his photo versus anyone else.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's obviously a memorable character, and you know, you want people to stand around the water cooler, which is aka Twitter, the next day and talk about it.
We're still talking about Gordon Barnes.
Yep. So it looks like we left Memphis with 23 people on Travis's team, and then 19 people on Twitch's.
That is a lot of people.
That's honestly a lot. Don't you think?
Yeah, because Dallas, they left with a lot of people.
Because I feel like if there was the choreography around, most of them would have been weeded out.
Exactly.
I think
last year when me and Nick auditioned, I want to say there was like 7 or 8 people that made it that day, I think, and that was it.
Yeah.
7 or 8 like people in total, like hip hop, contemporary jazz, like.
And I said Memphis was city number 4 because usually, you know, it gets less and less and less because they.
Yeah, it
we've
does.
Talked a lot about that. Tiffany said she goes, she auditioned for her season in LA, and she said at that point they were like done with blondes,
mm-hmm.
they were looking for brunettes, and she thought she and Audrey both like auditioned, and she's like, "There's no way we're both gonna like make it on the show."
And but
they both did.
Yeah. There were times like there were some weeks during season 9 I was like. Is that Tiffany or is that Audrey? I clearly know the difference now.
Which was the one? Audrey made it top 6. Or was it Tiffany made
top 6? Tiffany made top 4.
Yeah. Tiffany made top 4. Audrey was top 6.
Top 6.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were the best friends, right? No.
No. You're thinking of Whitney.
Whitney and Lindsay. They're season 9, too.
They're season 9, too. So they were actually top 6. So I'm going to wait. So Tiffany was top 4 because... Eliana won,
mm-hmm.
and then Whitney was 3rd for the girls, and I think Lindsay was 4th for the girls, and Audrey was 5th.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold
they
on.
They were both jazz, right? Tiffany and Audrey.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were the
and
two jazz. Yeah,
and the ballroom, obviously, mm-hmm. with Whitney and Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold on, let me just put it in order.
Put it together.
Just give my brain a second. But yes, and that's interesting, because with Memphis being the 4th city, you just never know. And of course, there was the blackout, and mm-hmm. they kind of, day 2 in Memphis, they were just like, it was more about the drama of the blackout than the auditions, and then they were like, these people went to Vegas, but we don't really know who they are yet, so. then we go to city number 2.
City number 2.
So go a little bit earlier in the winter, and we're going to Dallas. Dallas.
It's interesting that they went to Dallas and Memphis. For the southern states, like I'd be surprised they wouldn't go like eastern
Boston.
Like,
New York.
Yeah,
they do New York.
But like in Atlanta, I would think maybe.
Yeah.
They didn't go to Atlanta this year.
No, they didn't.
Oh, that's Detroit. That's weird, especially because stage, I mean, street in Atlanta, like last year when I auditioned in Atlanta, there were so many hip hop dancers.
I bet.
Yeah.
My only thought to this, I'm just going to throw out this theory that everything was planned very late because season 12 got picked up very late. And yeah. So it got picked up at the end of the year and you're like, hey, we have to scramble to create an audition season. Mm-hmm. And they did five cities. They did Detroit, New York, LA.
And they might have been the only cities that had available theaters too.
Correct.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at that point you're kind of getting what you're getting because you need a couple days too to set up and everything else. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about our Dallas auditionees, Guillermo Morales, 19 stage. What do you have to say about this, Rudy?
You guys want to talk first?
We can talk first.
Do you want to talk first?
Yeah, you want me to?
He's turning red. I don't know.
You can talk first. I'll talk second.
I thought that he had really... It was crazy that he started so late in dance, like 16.
He trained... Okay, so funny story.
So you might know him from Miami.
I do know him. So this is what happened. So he started dancing at 16 for a studio in Hialeah, Florida, where I taught. I taught there for about a year and then moved to another studio in Hialeah. Once I moved to another studio, he ended up moving to my dance instructor's son's studio in Hialeah and trained there for about a year and a half and then auditioned for the show. So I've known him since he started to now, and he has definitely grown a tremendous amount. But you know, he definitely needs a little more open mind when it comes to like his I would say his like just his style and just in general. I feel like it's his technique is I mean, it's not bad. It's his legs are nice. His legs.
He was a great athlete, is
exactly.
What it was.
Yeah. He's a very athletic, very very athletic male. He's a male dancer. He's a powerful male dancer, and that's what it is. But he lacks the style. I think he hasn't found his style yet, and I think that's just what he. He needs, you know?
There's no, like, artistic development in his movement.
Exactly. So it's kind of just jump, jump, bam, bam, boom, power, 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 boom. And it's not like, wait, like, let me take a second to just breathe and, like, watch how actually good you are.
But in 3 years, like, pretty darn good. That evolves over time.
Definitely.
And a lot of us, you know, start at 3-4 years old dancing.
Yeah, no, I started when I was 8. I mean...
And that's even late to the game.
That's even late, exactly. To start at 16 and then, like, get your hips as open as they are and, like, that's hard. I mean, right now I'm 20 and I'm having, I'm having troubles getting into second position.
You're
my
an
hips
old
are
man,
closed.
We're going to send you in a wheelchair out the door. Come on. But it's really interesting male dancers can always start later than female dancers.
Absolutely.
Unless you're Misty Copeland. Forget it. Like, diva.
Misty,
just stop.
Beyond. Get
stop
out of here.
Beyond. I know. But that's next level. That's a gift from God.
Yeah,
or
that's
like somewhere
completely
else.
Total gift.
Right. But he does have a lot of personality.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think
absolutely.
Nigel appreciates that.
I liked him. When I was watching his package, it made me laugh because I was like, he's such a nerd. And then he danced and I was like, he's not a nerd at all. Like,
no, he's not. He's
it was
not.
Cool.
He's
that
a
was
really cool dude. He's a cool dude.
And he's going to Vegas, man.
And actually, he's going to Vegas.
What do you have to say?
No, he's going to Vegas. I can't.
Okay.
But probably...
Well, no, he can't. I don't think he's going to be able to go to Vegas. He's going to school. He got a full scholarship to a college in Miami.
That was just the turn of a story.
Awesome.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but he got a full scholarship.
That's great.
Yeah.
And good for him.
I know he was working really hard. So.
And he definitely, like, I think, I honestly think, at, you know, 3 years of dancing, he needs that 4 years of knowledge from, or even 2 years. It's a full scholarship. To a great school, number one. I mean, New World School of the Arts. That's where I went to school there.
Oh, it's fantastic in Miami.
Yeah, I went to school there for a semester and like before I made the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in that one semester I learned so much. And I feel like he is develop. He's only been there for a semester or two before he auditioned, and like he's already starting to grow.
Look
so I think
that's exciting.
Maybe season 13
exciting.
Will be. You never know.
Absolutely.
Hey, like, Serge, what, 4 seasons he auditioned?
Hello, and then, Serge is the man.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. We love him, so. All right, and then we have Jacqueline and, what did I write? I don't know what her last name is. Sorry. 18, stage dancer.
Okay.
The blonde. This is the blonde.
The girl with the hands, contemporary girl with the hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
My favorite dancer of last night. My favorite. She was my favorite.
She's so you think you can dance.
She's my favorite.
Yes.
She's my favorite.
She's like Jessica Richens. It's kind of what she reminded. Lauren Ferdinand's audition kind of reminded me of that.
It was one of the most memorable ones they showed on the episode for sure.
Yeah. Oh, wait, which one are we talking about? Is this the jazz?
Or the blonde.
The contemporary dancer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde, charisma, not a trickster. It was a lot of personality and...
And, like, she had a lot of contemporary claws. Is that the one that...
Yes.
Are we both thinking of that one?
Lots of things like
that. And, like, a lot of legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Yeah, she was good. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the type of person I always picture would make top 20.
I hope she's in the top 20, honestly. I hope she's in the top 20.
She could connect with that camera really well, too, which is so hard for a lot of people, too, to, like, be able to pinpoint that.
This is the girl, though. Like, and we've had this style before. They have trouble connecting with teen girls because they are so pretty, and sometimes it just seems intimidating.
Turns off girls, yeah.
It turns off girls. I know. It's so interesting to me.
I see that.
But, you know, what Jessica, you know, made it far last year. Lauren Ferdinand won.
Yeah.
You never know.
Hey. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm done. No, I'm gonna say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Jessica is pretty though, and you know, all of them were pretty last season.
All of them were pretty, but the really girls pretty girl. I think
Valerie
sometimes.
Is pretty. Jessica is pretty. Jackie, Tanisha, Bridge. All of them.
They're all gorgeous. It's that. I think it's sometimes it's just that.
There's got to be something that's accessible about them. Like you want to be friends with them. You don't want to compete with them.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing.
I feel you.
That's the thing with girls.
You know Jessica personally, so it's like you're like, she's a great girl and everything. But it's when you watch it on TV, sometimes you're like, Jenna Johnson was another one that scared some people because she's so fierce and she's such a good dancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, I can watch her on the Dance with the Stars floor and I'm like, bam, Jenna, bam, Jenna, bam,
they
Jenna.
They stare down the barrel of that gun and they're like, I will fire this. Like, they're not afraid of that. And I think that's intimidating.
Yeah. She's the confidence.
Mm-hmm. She's definitely, Jenna's definitely a very intimidating person. But, I mean, she's cool. Like, she was my all-star.
Yeah, she was.
She's so hot.
And you had Jenna and you had Allison. Like,
what did you say? She's so hot. Like, Jenna's so hot.
I didn't know if that's what you said.
No, we love Jenna. Like, big fans. Yeah, she's here. So we've had her in the studio a few times and we love her, so.
Yeah, she is very intimidating. She walked into the studio, I was like,
she's confident.
I was like, oh shoot, I gotta dance
the
with
Vibe
her.
Girls have a confidence. Like Mindy Arnold does a great job with the Vibe Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
They Vibe walk Tribe. Out of that studio like ready for So You Think You Can Dance. And you were there. We had both Mindy and Lindsay on together last season. She gave us a lot of insight into sort of the politics and how she trains people and how she gets them ready for the audition.
The Vibe that they were on
Tanisha?
They were on Live to Dance as well.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's how I met Tanisha, my partner on the show, 4 years ago.
Wow. That's cool, though.
How crazy
that's
is that?
Amazing.
That is cool.
You were all babies.
Yep. Does Tanisha live here?
She does now.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like her.
Most everyone's here. Carly's not here yet. Ricky's in New York, right?
Ricky's in... Pretty much everyone except... Well, not everyone from the top 20. Pretty much everyone from the top 10 except for Ricky, who's in New York, and Bridget, who's in school.
Oh, okay.
Nice. In Philly. But everyone else is here.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Me and Zach live together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
We were big fans of Zach last season, too.
He's good. Man.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And, I had Emily James pour a bottle of wine on me. If you missed it, it's on my Instagram account.
I saw that.
That was amazing. It was a fluke thing. We were doing a pose off, and my bottle, the top of my bottle hit the bottom of her bottle, and the bottom just fell out. It was such a fluke thing. And wine bottles are very heavy and sturdy, so I don't know what happened, but... It wound up on my dress.
But thankfully it was her, though, you know? That's cool.
Oh, she was so embarrassed because it was the first time she and I met, and I was like, it's all good.
It's okay.
It's a $24.99 dress from Target, guys. We're all good.
Deal with that.
I had, earlier in the night, I had, like, a really expensive dress on. I'm like, not feeling it. Put on the Target dress. I must have known. Let's go into another street dancer. We have Steve Bond, 24. This is the nerdy guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the white nerdy guy that you're
Bill
like.
Bill Gates.
Oh.
Bill Gates.
That thing with his, where he, like, the hands, like, where he hit his elbows behind his back.
And
like, that
was
cool.
Good.
And that snake, whatever that snake was that, like, went around his...
Yeah, was he really was cool. Incredible. He was I was not expecting that.
I knew that that was going to happen. They were like, "This is this guy," and then he was going to come out there and like slay it. I was like, "That's really? Awesome."
I wasn't expecting.
And he's a little rough around the edges, you know. Yeah. He's not as polished, but that doesn't worry me yet.
No, me either.
Because he's the potential to be like really exciting, and he nails it in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like that look that he has, like they've never had that before. Like any kind of look like that with like and being that incredible, like. That's sold right there.
To me, too. I'm totally into that.
And he'd be such a good mix for like the diversity of the street team, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be like, I feel like he would stand out like in the top 20. Like, you see him in the, you're like, oh, that's him.
I would root for him.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would too.
Absolutely. See, and that's good TV, too, when you start trying to make a mix of who you want and how it's going to be and how it's going to fit. And it isn't always like, it's America's favorite dancer. Nigel reminds us of that over and over again.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the best. So you never know. Mm-hmm. All right, he's going to Vegas, so hopefully we're going to see more
from
him.
I'm excited about him.
Vashonda Sims, also street, 23 years old. Really unique performer on this one.
Yes.
Really.
That was deep, and she's the one whose grandmother passed away, and she had to take care of her grandmother.
Yeah, because she was paralyzed and everything else.
I thought she is somebody that's going to be super memorable on the show. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you she'll be in the top 10 for the street dancers.
I think so, too, because she's got an emotional level that a lot of people don't necessarily have at 18.
Absolutely.
At 23, have a little bit more of that.
And I liked what Jason Derulo said. He was like, you can tell. He was like, I don't know what the story was necessarily, what you were saying in your dance, but I knew I wanted to watch it and learn about it. And I was like, that's cool, because she's younger, too, but she's been through a lot. And you can tell that through her movement, and that's exciting.
Yeah, and I think that was a great comment, too. That's kind of when I was like, okay, I get Jason's going to bring an interesting perspective to the panel as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think that that's good. and then we go to the new Richard Simmons, Josh Monroe.
He was great.
You know, his interesting wardrobe, he's a character. I really hope someone picks him up for a DVD or a web show or something.
Something.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I had fun watching that, honestly.
Yeah.
I did too.
It was cool. I mean, I was hoping that he would somehow like come out and be like Mark Cannamura, like doing some kind of like weirdy voguing-ish thing. Oh. I was hoping that he was going to be good, then I was just like,
okay.
I mean, it's more like a fitness dance class, which is awesome, but not for the show.
And Richard Simmons is basically in retirement. He's not teaching his classes anymore.
Yeah.
He's actually been kind of like in hiding for almost 6 or 7 months. I'm like, we've got the new guy. Someone just needs to train him and send him out to Beverly Hills to the studio. Why not?
Boom. Done deal.
Put him in a unitard and let's go.
A little sparkly short. I don't know. I really hope like we see Kiosh again. I really do, because I thought that was a blast.
And he seems really lovely. I think he seems like a nice person, too.
And I love that Paula's like, I'm on the phone right now with Richard. Like, are you? Really?
Are you really?
I was like, put the speakerphone on.
Come on, Paula. Are you?
Skeptical television. Mm-hmm. After coming off of Dancing with the Stars, where every package is so produced, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, is it really him?
I love Dancing with the Stars. That's a good show.
It's a great show. Wink.
I don't know. I'm just saying, come on, like, help
True.
Me out. Come on,
hey,
Dancing with the Stars.
You're ballroom trained, too.
I am.
Yes, you are.
And I'm doing Move Live on Dog.
And you need to meet Rob Wade. Have you met Rob Wade yet?
No.
You need to meet the executive producer, Rob Wade.
Rob Wade, just I'm coming for you.
Get Julianne and Derek.
I'm going to tell Derek tomorrow. Like, Derek,
you're
help
like,
a brother out.
A troop would be fantastic.
A troop would be fantastic. Pro would be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, maybe dance in the opening.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. If they ever do Macy Stars a Dance again.
You know what?
Thumbs up to that.
Call me.
Hey, it's open to contemporary dancers now, too, because Allison is
Call
amazing.
Call both of us!
So.
Oh, my God. Allison had a great season, too.
Yeah, she
Allison,
did.
Allison.
She killed it.
She killed it. All right. Lily Leyva, stage. This is another one I wrote, So You Think You Can Dance. This is the girl. That's
she's
another one.
Beautiful.
Top 20, I would see, easily.
Yeah. I mean, she's very dynamic as a performer. Very classic.
Which one?
You know, So You Think You Can Dance.
She had sort of like the... She was the one that started on the floor, and he's like... Or did you just fall?
I apologized. The other girl.
That's who you meant. This is
who you meant.
This is the girl that I meant.
Yes.
This girl was the best.
She was the best
my
one.
Favorite of the entire night.
Hands down.
Like, I think not only top 20, she's for sure top 10 of this season.
I totally agree. And I started stalking her on Twitter, and she had like 60 followers, and I think she just started her Twitter account last night, so y'all should follow her.
Well, what is it?
I believe it's like Lily underscore Leyva, L-E-Y-V-A.
Tell me again. Hold on. I'm getting on my Twitter right now.
Yeah, just
you better follow me back, okay?
Oh, I guarantee you she'll follow you back.
Yeah, we'll get it after. But I'm pretty sure it's her, and I was like, this girl is probably knows she's in top 20 because she just started her Twitter account.
It was just cool. It was just interesting and different. It was cool.
Yeah, it was great. Had she written Dance 12 Lily, I would have been really suspicious.
You would have been like,
I see you.
Question mark.
I see you.
Yeah. Jaden, this is one that we were like, what? Is it stage? Is it street? Is it
the ballroom
Broadway?
Hip-hop? Yes.
Oh, yeah, ball hop. What do you think of ball hop?
He was interesting.
You know,
not for the show.
Not for the show, but I almost think like it's kind of a cool idea. Had it been developed more?
I didn't see the ballroom side.
No.
I saw that he was wearing ballroom, you know, he was wearing ballroom shoes.
I think he was wearing Latin.
Like I thought it was standard
Latin
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, where's the ballroom? You know, because I was expecting him to maybe, like, not have, like, any kind of... I was like, okay, like, he's not really so great at the hip-hop, but maybe, like, he was going to come out and give me some, like, crazy Latin ballroom. And I was just a little disappointed because I was like, oh, you know, he's good. He was entertaining.
But I think it had been developed more. He would have had the potential to make it to Vegas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I think coming in with a fresh concept, because so many people are coming through with their contemporary, their street at this point...
Mm-hmm.
Ball hop,
wait,
ball hopping,
ball hop.
Amazing.
What is that? You know what I mean. But if you come in with a really well choreographed routine, that like, bam, at least we'll get you a ticket to Vegas.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean it's going to get you on the show,
but still, a ticket to Vegas is still better than bye.
People get to know you. His audition was shown.
True.
So he did not make it to Vegas, though. I don't think they knew what to do with him.
Yeah.
And then the last dancer of the night, Edson Juarez.
Edson.
24. Do you know Edson?
He was in my group round last year.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Good dancer. Really a beautiful dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was okay. I think he's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I he's okay. I think there's something with me and, like, yeah, obviously, you guys know from last season, like, I'm just a very emotional person, and I'm a very passionate person, and, like, when I'm dancing, I want people to know that I love what I'm doing, and, like, whatever. And I feel like when I watch him dance, and even from last year, obviously this year, I see him, and he has developed tremendously. Like, last year, when he was in my group round, he was like, I've never taken a day of ballet in my life. And I was like, really? You've never taken a day in ballet?
The foundation of everything.
Like, what? And then, this season, I can tell that he, you know, he's trained a little more, and, like, his technique looks great. But I didn't...
I didn't feel anything.
You're looking for more of the emotion.
Exactly, because he went out there, and I was like, oh, shoot, Edson, like... Okay, cool. This is going to be cool. And I was expecting it. I was expecting to feel something because last year when I had met him, you know, he was such a cool dude, but he wouldn't emote on the stage. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like when I would talk to him, I'd be like, oh, this guy has such great personality, blah, blah, blah. But when he'd get on stage, he wouldn't show that. So I was hoping that this, you know, this season, I was like, boom, I'm going to see that. And I didn't. I was just really disappointed.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens in Vegas. I mean, those are tough rounds.
Absolutely. But good for him that he made it to Vegas again because
he, 2 years in a row.
You know,
I thought his movement quality was interesting. It's very like languid and liquidy a little bit. And I thought that was cool in terms of being memorable as an artist. But I do understand, and I was saying this last night as I was watching the show, was like, he's one of those people that would get on the show and progress, but it might be a little too late into the competition.
Of course.
And then get voted off.
Of course. Like,
yeah. I remember Tucker Knox.
Who
Yeah, he's an amazing artist, but sometimes I felt like there was a disconnect from between him and the camera.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. So. I think that
Tucker's beautiful. Yeah,
Tucker's a beautiful dancer. And I think that number he did with Robert...
Medicine.
I think that saved him a little bit longer in the competition.
But that's what I'm saying. It was later in the competition where it's like it's almost too late to take you further.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
But I think it kept him, and then they were like, we don't know what to do with him. You get to that point sometimes, you're just like, oh.
Yeah, I get you with this, with Edson.
Yeah.
I understand that, yeah.
We left the night. He's going to Vegas, of course. We left the night with 42 stage
Wow.
And 37th Street. I think that's the
just
cumulative.
Just from two cities.
Honestly,
wow.
Cities, that's, yeah. That's crazy.
Because, we still have Detroit. We still have...
three cities.
Yeah. New York, LA.
That's a lot.
Was there two tickets left for LA by the time I get to LA? We got one male, one female. That's all we got. they are going to Detroit next week, which I believe was city number three. It's just so funny how they're like all ordered and everything. Yeah. but it's, I always find it interesting how they decide to create the stories and, with the audition season and everything else. But, you know, can we just go back a little bit to your audition? Did Nick audition with you in Atlanta?
No, Nick wasn't old enough actually in Atlanta, which that's crazy. I'm really happy that he wasn't, because if he was, he would have gone with me and I wouldn't have made it. He probably would have. And then I would have, you know,
do you think screwed. You would have gone to Chicago?
Because here's the thing. I would have gone to Chicago either way. Yeah. But here's the thing. I went to Chicago and we both auditioned and they didn't know that we were best friends until after we both made it. When we were leaving together and Nate, one of the film guys, he was like, Nate and Mike D, one of the producers, they were like, you guys are friends? I was like, yeah, we were best friends. We came over here together. And they're like, well, we gotta put you guys in an interview with Kat. We gotta do this. We gotta do that. I was like, well, yeah, let's go. You know, like, yeah. So I'm really happy that he was too young. So no, he didn't audition with me in Atlanta, but he came to Chicago.
So that's awesome. Interesting. It's interesting how they pull the packages too. You know, who they get, and like, you could have easily walked out of Chicago without a package.
Exactly. And so could have. So Nick could have as well.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting.
How was it for you whenever he got voted off?
Oh, it was the worst.
It was really like you could actually tell that it really, really. Like, hurt you and affected you in a certain way.
Honestly, this is the thing. Like, I was living in Miami for 18 years, and like, you know, like, I had a hard time, like, just like making friends in school and stuff. So, you know, I was like the guy dancer. So like, whatever. Like, I started to make friends in high school, but like, earlier, it was just hard for me. And Nick was always just my best friend and stayed my best friend always, you know, until. And until now, you know, he's still my best friend. He lives like 6 minutes away from me, so I'm always at his house or he's always at mine. But
that's awesome.
When he left, it was just hard for me to see him go, like, knowing that we had started dancing together, like, at the same studio, the same week, you know, and then got to this amazing opportunity together. And I was like, and literally, I have never, ever in my entire life ever placed higher than him in a competition. Ever. So to see him leave and me stay, it was like, no, this is not supposed to happen. It was supposed to be the other way around, where I'm supposed to leave top 20, you're supposed to stay.
We kind of talked about it. We called it like the ballroom bloodbath, because there were six ballroom dancers last year, and it's just like one of those things the audience is like, someone's got to go. We've got so
many
ballroom.
Exactly. And it's crazy, because this is the thing. Nick, honestly, I have never in my entire life seen a better ballroom dancer. Nick is the best ballroom dancer I've ever seen. And like... he had the best solo in Pasadena Week last season. It was his last ballroom solo, and he did the best solo of Pasadena Week, and they didn't show 5 seconds of it. So I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. But I mean, it's all good. Like,
it's all good.
He's doing good now. He's doing great things now. So that's all good.
That's awesome.
You know, the opportunities that open up for all of you guys absolutely. Is just tremendous.
Absolutely.
Just want to talk about probably two of my favorite pieces that you did. First of all, Dave Scott's Good Kisser with Tanisha. We had Dave Scott on last season.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he raved about you and Tanisha. I was like, Dave is hilarious.
He's the man.
He would be like, what did you think of that piece? He'd be like, nah, didn't like it. You know, he's just very honest, but very laid back at the same time. What was it like working with Dave?
He's the man. He's so funny. We walked into rehearsal, and I will never forget. We walked in, and he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He goes, you guys got it? Boom, from the top. I go, what? I have no idea what you just did. And Tanisha knows exactly what he did. I was
like, boom.
Yeah, no, that was...
Tanisha's a beast. She can do anything.
Tanisha's...
What a great partnership
she's the one.
For the two of you.
She's the one.
And then, of course, Dirty Diana, Ray Leeper's piece with you and Allison, which you got to do on the finale, correct?
Yeah.
That was such a good number.
And that was the week you went home, correct?
Yeah.
It was one of those that I thought for sure that you were going to make it. Like,
I did
top
too.
Four.
I really did
really,
too.
We were really, really surprised, because I was like, "Is that the personality that like people connect with and everything?" And we were like, "Is Ruth gone?" Like,
yeah,
I
it was
do
very strange
that.
To me. I thought.
I mean, it's one of those. Good, you're like, honestly. Oh, at least you go out on a high note. Like, I mean, that piece was. fierce.
Yeah, I saw.
And to dance with Allison.
Listen, top eight. That's great because a couple of my favorite, like all time favorites, left top eight. So I don't care.
You're like, I mean, good company.
Jess Laprodo left top eight, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
Jess Laprodo. One of my favorite all time. So
you look plenty of people who did. Twitch didn't win. Travis didn't win.
Like, and they're more memorable than some of the winners.
It is true.
It's true.
I mean,
honestly, yeah.
You do look at that, and it's about what the just opportunity.
Just making it on the top 20. Period. It's such an accomplishment and such an opportunity. It's like, yo, top 20. Like,
and how cool to be able to like go back one day and then show like people, be like, look at what I got to do with all this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and that's honestly amazing. Yeah, it's so good. Like, I can't wait to be like 30, 40, whatever, and like my kids and be like, yo, when I was 18, look 19, look what I was doing.
That's so
and they're
cool.
Gonna be like,
cool.
No, I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, look at me. You guys did what, 70 plus cities for tour?
77.
77. So I have to tell you, we had, I think it was Mackenzie and Jasmine here, and they were like, they get to do a longer tour. It was so amazing. They were very jealous of you guys with tour, everything, and then some.
That was really hard. That tour was, 77 cities was.
But that's was it sort of like college, though, the time of your life at the same time?
Yes. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I only went to college for a semester, and I lived at home, so I don't really
know. You didn't get the dorm experience.
I didn't get the dorm, like, real college experience. But it was great. Like, I'm about to do this Move Live on tour, and that's 48 cities, I think. And then right after, I'm going to be doing the Artist Simply Human tour. I don't know if you guys, it's a dance convention, but, like, so. I just feel like that 77 city tour, like, it's gonna, none of these other tours are gonna be anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
if you can go through that, you can be like,
it was good preparation
exactly. But honestly, like, that 77 city tour, like, it was so amazing how close we all got and how, like, it was so beautiful, honestly. It was so great.
All right. Well, we only have like 2 minutes here, but I have to. 2 minutes, I know. 2 minutos, solamente. So, just a quick word on Julianne and Derek, what it's like working with them.
Oh, they're amazing, honestly. Derek is, I think I am a like mini version of Derek as a person. Not as a dancer, but just as a person. Like, it's just really funny. Like, it's just another older version of me. Like, his shirt doesn't stay on for 2 minutes. Like, he
fans hate that.
No. And Julianne is the sweetest. She is the sweetest lady ever, and she's awesome.
That woman is fit and fierce right now. Yeah. I've never seen
her in the show a little bit.
She's so amazing.
So awesome.
Can't
I love her.
Wait to see it. Yeah. Well, Rudy, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad we got you before
you
took off.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And forgot about us once you're doing Radio City.
I am not forgetting about you. When I get back, I'm coming straight here because I got some friends in the top 20, and we're going to talk about that because you're going to have me come back.
Yeah. All right, we're going to hold you to that. All right, if people want to follow you online, where can they find you?
You can follow me at Dance11Rudy on Twitter and Instagram. You know, I forgot about this camera the whole time.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Get your
camera there. I was like,
yeah, that's your camera. That's the white camera.
They rarely go to that camera. You can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram at @JakeDupree, and also on my fitness blog, Ever So Jake.
Ever So Jake. That's so cute. I'm at Kristen Bird on Twitter, The Kristen Bird on Facebook and Instagram. Next week, programming note, we go to our normal time slot, which is going to be 8 p.m. Pacific time for the rest of the season. Chloe West will be back joining us for the season as well. We want to thank you all. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.